I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1909. This date marked one of the deadliest workplace disasters in Chicago history. It took place a little over a mile offshore near 71st Street on Lake Michigan. A group of predominantly Irish laborers were working on a tunnel to bring fresh water to the city's growing south side. The work was grueling, and the conditions were frigid and dangerous. Workers were paid as little as $1 to $2 a week for their labor. On this date, the workers were housed in a wooden crib on the lake. For reasons unknown today, a fire broke out in the workers' sleeping quarters. It was rumored at the time that someone had sprinkled gasoline around to ward off bed bugs, but no cause was ever confirmed. The fire quickly consumed the wooden dormitory that housed the tunnel workers, leaving the men with little choice but to begin jumping into the freezing lake and climb onto ice floes. One man was able to make a frantic telephone call to the offshore office. Relaying the message, the crib is on fire. For God's sake, send help at once or we'll be burned alive. The tug! And the line went dead. Accounts vary, with estimates between 40 and 70 men dying from the fire and drowning. The exact number is uncertain because many of the workers were day laborers and migrant workers. Little information about their identities remains. Some of the bodies were never recovered. Some that were found were buried at Mount Greenwood Cemetery, where a plaque reads, "In memory of crib fire, 45 unknown men, January 20th, 1909. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.